I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. U.S. officials have long worried about Yemen. The country on the Arabian Peninsula serves as a base for radical militants with ties to al-Qaeda, and they thrive on the country's volatile security situation. Today, a reminder of just how unstable Yemen remains. There was a blast near the Defense Ministry's compound in the capital, Sana'a. It killed scores of people and injured soldiers, civilians, and staff at a military hospital inside the compound. I got an update earlier from the BBC's Shaima Khalil in Sana'a.
Early in the morning, a group of men wearing army uniform attacked the gates of the Defense Ministry complex. They fired at it, and that was followed by a huge suicide car bombing. We heard it hundreds of meters away. After that, we saw a huge plume of smoke come out, and really, from that time on, all through the day, especially in the morning, the rest of the morning, there was heavy gunfire that could be heard, sporadic gunfire, but also just it kept getting really, really regular, and it sounded like an ongoing gun battle between security forces, and we're not really sure who else. This is also what is quite significant about this explosion, that it happened in an area called Bab al-Yaman. Bab al-Yaman is in the old city where the old market is. It is a very, very vital part of Sana'a, where many, many people live, many shops, but also where a lot of traffic goes through for people coming through the city. So really, this is a huge blow to all the security measures that the government has been trying to put, especially in Sana'a. It has very, very little control of the violence in the south and the north of the country, and it was trying to convince people that it had Sana'a, the capital, under control. But of course, today's explosion proves that they don't.
What other details of that gun battle can you tell us, Shaima? I mean, was it Yemeni military engaging who in a firefight, and how long did it last?
The details of the exact ongoings of that gun battle are still very sketchy. What we have been hearing through the days is that gunmen have managed to get into the complex, and they were actually targeting the military hospital inside that complex. They got in, according to reports, and they killed several people. Some among those dead is a prominent judge and some of the medical staff in that military hospital.
Last year, Yemen faced its deadliest bombing ever with a military parade being attacked. That had been preceded by a military campaign against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Has anything been going on recently between Yemen's military and al-Qaeda elements that preceded today's attack?
Well, you know, for the past year or year and a half, the Yemeni president has really been upping the efforts against al-Qaeda. Of course, you know, he's been seeking the help of the Obama administration. He's been there to visit as well. And the Obama administration has strongly said that they are going to be on the side of the Yemeni government and the president against al-Qaeda. And of course, there is the controversial issue of the drones that have been targeting militants of al-Qaeda here. You're absolutely right to say that one of the deadliest attacks was that on the military parade. Military and security forces, as well as policemen, have been the constant targets of these attacks, also of attempted assassinations, some of them that have been successful not very long ago. So unfortunately, this is not unique, but it is a huge blow because of the scale of it, the timing of it, but also the location of the attack, which is at the heart of the capital, also at the heart of the defense establishment.
You've covered the Mideast and the Arab world for years, Shaima. How does Yemen fit into that whole regional picture?
Oh, I tell you, it faces, you know, I've traveled to many, many areas in the Middle East, and each country has its own challenges, you know, economic challenges and security challenges. But really, Yemen's challenges are just on a completely different level. I mean, security is the country's biggest challenge. As I'm speaking to you now, and the evening call to prayer is sounding, I could hear just about in the distance some sound of gunfire, and this really has been the sound of Sana'a today. But also, of course, this is a country that is facing the presence of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and this threat is not just a threat to the country, it's a threat to the whole region. Let's not forget, Yemen is the region's poorest and least developed country. I mean, unemployment rates here are very high, education rates very, very low, and with a combination of young men with nothing to do with security levels that are as bad as this, it is really, really a deadly combination. And the country and the government have now a lot to answer to in terms of redeeming their legitimacy in front of the Yemenis.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Thanks very much.
Thank you.